Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Unjust Social Justice and the Unmaking of America by Noah Rothman, is a political and cultural critique of the modern social justice movement. Published in 2019, the book argues that what is often presented as a quest for equity has instead become an ideology shaped by grievance, factionalism, and political retaliation. Rothman, a conservative commentator and writer, approaches the subject as a public intellectual rather than as an academic theorist, aiming the book at general readers who want a clear account of why identity politics has become so influential. The book combines historical context, institutional observation, and philosophical reference to show how contemporary activism differs from older liberal ideas about fairness and universal rights. Its central concern is not only that social justice has become divisive, but that it has also changed the language and purpose of American public life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book argues that modern social justice has become a politics of grievance rather than equity. Rothman's core claim is that the contemporary social justice movement no longer functions primarily as a moral framework for broad fairness. Instead, he presents it as a politics organized around resentment, accusation, and symbolic punishment. This matters because the book treats the movement not as a marginal cultural trend, but as a force that reshapes institutions and public debate. By framing social justice as a system driven by victimhood and retaliation, Rothman tries to explain why its rhetoric often feels morally absolute and politically uncompromising. He suggests that the movement uses the language of justice, while often pursuing outcomes that deepen social division. The argument is designed to challenge readers who assume that calls for justice are automatically constructive. In Rothman's view, the real danger is that moral certainty can make disagreement look like oppression, which narrows the space for liberal pluralism and makes civic compromise harder to sustain. Secondly, historical identity conflict is treated as recurring in America rather than newly invented. The book does not claim that identity conflict appeared out of nowhere in the 21st century. Rothman instead places contemporary social justice activism within a longer American history of ethnic, racial, and religious division. He points to episodes such as anti-Irish Catholic nativism and the long legacy of racial segregation to show that identity-based politics has deep roots in the Republic. This historical framing allows him to argue that grievance politics is not unique, even if its current form is especially visible and institutionally influential. At the same time, he distinguishes ordinary democratic conflict from moments of post-conflict reconstruction, where some form of transitional justice may be necessary after civil war or severe repression. That distinction is important to his overall thesis. He accepts that redress can be justified in exceptional circumstances, but he insists that this does not license permanent politics of retribution. The historical section therefore functions as both context and limit, showing when corrective justice is warranted and when it becomes corrosive. Thirdly, Rothman connects social justice activism to changes inside academia, media, and other elite institutions. A major part of the book examines how social justice ideas move from activism into influential institutions. Rothman is especially attentive to academia and media, where language about inclusion, harm, and oppression can become dominant and shape professional norms. His concern is not simply that some individuals hold progressive views, but that institutions increasingly reward ideological conformity and punitive public behavior. Once that happens, debate can shift from argument over evidence to policing of language and motives. The book suggests that this institutional capture matters because universities and media outlets help define what counts as legitimate public discussion. If those institutions adopt a social justice framework that privileges grievance and moral accusation, the effects spread far beyond campus politics. Rothman's critique is therefore structural as well as cultural. He is not only describing controversial campus episodes, but arguing that institutional habits can normalize a broader social mood. This helps explain why the book is less about isolated incidents than about the social authority behind them. Fourthly, the book contrasts transitional justice with liberal rule of law principles. One of the more nuanced parts of the book is its distinction between ordinary justice and transitional justice. Rothman acknowledges that after severe conflict, nations sometimes need exceptional measures to restore cohesion and address past abuses. In those situations, outcomes that would normally be considered unjust may be justified because the political order itself has been broken. But he uses that idea to draw a sharp boundary around the modern social justice movement. In a stable constitutional democracy, he argues, justice should remain tied to due process, impartial rules, and equal treatment rather than collective punishment or moral sorting by identity. This contrast is central to the book because it prevents the argument from becoming a simple rejection of all redress. Instead, Rothman presents a conditional theory some corrective action can be legitimate in post-conflict settings. But the same logic becomes dangerous when applied indefinitely in ordinary civic life. The result is a defense of liberal institutions against the expansion of morally justified retribution into permanent political practice. Lastly, philosophical debate is used to show why social justice remains contested and conceptually unstable. Rothman also brings in political philosophy to clarify the debate behind the movement. He references thinkers such as John Rawls, Robert Nozick, and F. Hayek to show that social justice has never had a single accepted meaning. Rawls represents the modern liberal effort to think seriously about fairness and institutional design, while Nozick and Hayek highlight limits on distributive planning and skepticism toward the phrase itself. This philosophical section matters because it prevents the book from being read as a purely polemical reaction to current events. Rothman is trying to show that the term social justice is conceptually unstable and often used to justify incompatible goals. Some readers may find this chapter more academic than the rest of the book, but it serves an important purpose. It reveals that disputes over activism are also disputes over what justice means in the first place. By locating the argument in political theory, Rothman gives his critique greater intellectual range, even when his conclusions are clearly partisan in tone. In conclusion, Unjust is best suited for readers who want a conservative critique of identity politics that is more organized and historically grounded than a typical commentary essay. It will appeal to people interested in political philosophy, American civic culture, media influence, and the changing meaning of justice in public debate. The book is especially useful for readers who want to understand why social justice language has become so powerful in institutions such as universities and journalism, and why critics see it as a challenge to liberal norms like due process, free speech, and equal treatment. What sets it apart from many books in the same genre is its combination of historical framing, institutional criticism, and philosophical reference. Even if some reviewers think it is more descriptive than explanatory, rather than simply denouncing activism, Rothman tries to place it inside a broader story about American factionalism and the limits of retributive politics. That makes the book valuable as a lens on contemporary culture wars, especially for readers who want a concise argument that connects present tensions to older patterns in American history. If you would like to support Noah Rothman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.